Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black. And on the showcase today, we are just thrilled to have with us three representatives and actually founders of the organization we call Porch here in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Debbie Horowitz, Susan Romaine, and Christine Cotton. How are you, ladies?
Doing well.
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Tell us again what Porch stands for.
Porch stands for People Offering Relief for Chapel Hill Carrboro Homes.
Well, thank you very much for doing that. And as I remember the story, we first talked on the radio in May of 2011. It just seems like, wow.
Time flies.
Yeah. How did you all get started? I know you all were sitting around talking one day, but what happened?
Well, we were sitting around talking on the bleacher seats over at McDougall Middle School during a sports award ceremony. And all of us were doing volunteer work in the schools at that point, and we were becoming more and more aware of way too many kids in the community that didn't have enough to eat. So we started thinking about very simple, very specific, very meaningful things that we could do to help relieve hunger in the community. And what we ended up deciding upon was just reaching out to a few of our neighbors in Lake Hogan Farms, asking that they leave a few cans of tuna out on their porch. We agreed to come over on a designated day and pick it up and schlep it to a nearby food pantry, and in that way get a little bit of extra protein into the hands of kids that didn't have enough to eat.
And in the early days, you were doing all this sorting in the garage and on the driveway, as I remember.
That's right.
And people probably looked at you a little strangely. What in the world?
Well, from those early days, from our garage, we have really mushroomed into a true community collaboration. We now have, each month, we have over 150 neighborhoods that participate in these food drives.
Say that number again.
Over 150 neighborhoods in Chapel Hill, Carrboro participate in these monthly food drives.
Each neighborhood has a coordinator.
Each neighborhood has a coordinator, and on average, these neighborhoods together are collecting about $20,000, over $20,000 each month in hunger, in food and cash that goes toward hunger relief. So with the cans, we're now serving 12 local food pantries. With the cash, we produce fresh food, and we're serving over 350 lower-income families in the community. And then we have a newer program called Food for Schools. This is a business-backed program, and it provides $500 in healthy snacks for each of the public schools in Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Now, you were involved as an organization with some others this summer, which is a real critical time for the food insecure community, the kids. What did you do this summer that was so different?
Well, we were honored to have an opportunity to work with Mayor Heminger this summer on her Food for Summer program. And it really was an amazing collaborative effort where she brought in the public schools as well as so many nonprofit organizations in the community and together looked at ways to get more food to the hands of kids that during the school year, Fred, they of course get the food through the school cafeteria if they're receiving free or reduced price meals. In the summer, there's real concern that a lot of these kids are slipping through the cracks.
So a lot of your organizations are coming together to address this particular need.
Yes, and we were so thrilled that so many volunteers that are typically there for Porch each month, they were also there for the kids during the summer months, helping them get the meals that they needed.
Well, let's talk about the mechanics just a second, because I think this is fantastic. First of all, you have no paid employees, right?
No.
All volunteers.
We're still all volunteer.
And that's amazing. And I'm sure other communities across our nation have replicated this idea as they learn about it and the simplicity of it. But you have a coordinator who's assigned a day. I think my neighborhood is a Monday. And they collect the food that's left on the porches or the checks that are in envelopes or whatever. And then what do they do with them after they load up their minivans?
Well, all of that food and that money is actually brought over to St. Thomas More Church right here in Chapel Hill, where the food is sorted by another 100 volunteers. So all 150 coordinators bring that food to that central location. And thank you to St. Thomas More for being one of our—
And they're doing that as a public service.
Yes, they're one of our devoted partners providing us with this wonderful space where we're able to sort the food, pack it up again, and then all that food within just a few hours' time goes out to 12 local pantries that we serve. And in addition, the non-perishables that are packed specifically for our food for families that are receiving fresh food every month, that food is also loaded into minivans and SUVs and sedans, and that food meets us at our distribution sites later in the afternoon.
Now, I remember when I helped you sort one day, the other step that we had to go through was verifying expiration dates, which is a big deal nowadays.
Sure. We always ask people to check, make sure the food is
And I remember going home and saying, I better check my own pantry.
Yeah.
And guess what I found? Used by.
That's right.
So that's a real big commitment of time. And how many volunteers do you have in total, do you think?
We have hundreds. I just sent out an email yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we have 190 neighborhood coordinators now. So in some neighborhoods, we actually have more than one neighborhood coordinator if it's a bigger neighborhood. We have about 80 folks that are helping us with our Food for Families program, and we have another 70, 80 volunteers that help us with our monthly food sort at St. Thomas More.
So the sorters show up as they're able, and then... You put all the Campbell soup over here, and you put all the mac and cheese over there, and the peanut butter and jelly. And
that's the beauty of it, is it takes a lot of volunteers to get it done, but the time commitment for each individual volunteer is limited to what they're able to do, and we don't have check-ins or email us. Just show up when you're able to, and miraculously—
It gets done.
It gets done.
And so by the end of the day, everything is distributed.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you go— and buy the things you need with the cash, like eggs and fresh vegetables,
fruits. That's right. So we're currently serving over 350 families who have been referred to us by social workers in the local schools. Those families all are living below poverty level. Mm-hmm. We know that they've been identified as having issues, many of them with food insecurity, and that families are typically not using any other hunger resources locally, like pantries. We've done a lot of work to survey our families regularly to make sure.
And there's a social stigma that some associate with this.
There could be. I think that's one wonderful thing about our program, is that we really try to make it a community atmosphere where people feel comfortable and safe showing up to our delivery sites. Some of those families, for example, might not be documented, and so we want to make sure that families always
And you're not
feel
keeping
safe
records
up.
And you're not
no,
writing down
no.
names of who's gotten
no,
food.
No, the point is really to find the families who need this fresh food the most and serve those families with respect and dignity in a community atmosphere. Yes.
Well, look, we're going to have to take our first break, and we will be right back with the founding ladies of Porch. So come back with us. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, 97.9 WCHL, and we have Porch with us today. Debbie Horwitz, Susan Romaine, and Christine Cotton, who were sitting on the bleachers one day and started this organization, and they were just explaining to us how the sort goes and the distribution and all of that. And question that comes to my mind anyway, has anybody ever said to you, why not just get people to give you money instead of moving all these food products around? And I'm sure you must have heard that, and you have an answer, right?
Oh, I think there's a great answer for that.
Okay.
And it really gets to the heart of what Porch is all about. If I had one word to define Porch, it would be the word community. And we now have these three programs in place, Food for Pantries, Food for Schools, Food for Families. But we are so much beyond programs. We really are all about building connections with neighbors and making neighborhoods stronger. And I think that part of Porch, all of these connections that happened, the human interactions, is we may have, we're close to $1.6 million now in hunger relief that's been donated to the community. But these connections that are made month after month, I think are absolutely invaluable in terms of our contribution.
So people are like our house, when we get the email from our coordinator and say there's an emphasis for canned vegetables, just put a few more cans in the basket when we go to the grocery store, and that works. Well, there's something new coming down the road, right, that you're going to do?
There's actually lots of things new coming
on
the horizon. So let me begin. Debbie's going to share a little bit about today is a kickoff for a community food partnership at Weaver Street Market. And
We are very lucky to have so many partners in the community, organizations that we collaborate with, and one of those is Weaver Street Market. Weaver Street Market, this will be their third year partnering with us as a community food partner, where they will be doing a fundraiser in all three of their stores. You have the opportunity to donate money to purchase a bag of fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an incredible—
At both of their locations?
Yes. Last year, they raised over $40,000 for us. And that money ended up serving to feed 120 of our 350 families.
Well, that's a story families. That needs to be told.
It's an incredible story.
It's amazing.
It's a wonderful partnership. And I think that what it does is it extends our reach beyond just our porch community. I think a lot of people out mm-hmm. there who are coming to shop at Weaver Street Market or work at Weaver Street Market are able to see what porch is all about and get involved in other capacities too, maybe packing food. And so we're very grateful to them for that. So head over to Weaver Street Market in the next couple of weeks, March 1st through 14th. They'll be collecting
money for those bags
of food.
Well, we'll probably air after that, but
let's
say it was a great program.
It was.
And a great partnership. We hope we made our goal.
Well, the people who go to the store will clearly see the signage and all. And
that's right. That's
it's
right.
Unfortunately, we won't air during that time. But it's important to also remember that you've got businesses in our community who are so generous in supporting so many causes, and they get hit up all the time.
That is true, Fred. And they're not only supporting us, but IFC and Table and OCIM,
sure.
the pantry in Hillsboro. We're lucky, I think, on so many levels in this community to have so many partners who work with us to serve families who are food insecure. We are working with Farmer Food Share, a local nonprofit,
right.
where we purchase a lot of our fresh local produce to benefit these families. We're working with Transplanting Traditions Community Farm, another local nonprofit where farmers are actually being paid to produce food,
right.
native vegetables that are then given to families from Burma, who we serve through Porch. So that's a fabulous
partnership.
And the
Caring community has a farm out there off of 54.
Yeah, yeah. It's an incredible place. And our families are lucky to get that fresh produce mm-hmm. Month after month. We're working with Book Harvest every single month to distribute books to all of the families, all of the children who Porch
serves.
So
another natural partnership.
Absolutely. It's wonderful.
And, canned food and some books.
And books, absolutely. You should
amazing.
See the smiling faces when they walk away
imagine.
With their books.
I can imagine.
We're also working with UNC and various departments at UNC. And Christine, maybe you can speak to that.
Yeah, we're very lucky in that the Community Development Law Clinic and the Keenan Flagner MBA program mm-hmm. continues to help us year after year. And they have both been very instrumental in our growth.
And they've adopted you.
They've adopted us. Yeah. Fortunately, every year we reapply. Every year they take us back. But they've been instrumental in helping us not only here in Chapel Hill, but also with our growth as we've spread throughout the state and even outside of North Carolina.
Yeah. And are you the one coordinating, telling the message to others who want to replicate this?
Well, that is what we're doing. And we just incorporated Porch Inc., which is now an umbrella organization over all of the porches. And that is allowing us to grow to 10 communities in Chapel Hill and support those 10 communities, as well as we're in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and New York and Long Island. So as people hear about Porch, see our yard signs, see the car magnets when they're visiting, they're then taking that home with them back to, you know, their homes in New York or Maryland and whatnot and calling us and setting up porches there.
Well, the car magnets are everywhere. And since we get to sit in traffic a lot around here these days.
That's the goal. Something good to look
at. I see at the back of the vehicles and, you know, it's amazing how this idea has become such a successful endeavor, and it must make you feel good knowing what you've accomplished. And
I think we all feel wonderful about it, and we realize that this is such a huge community effort. This is something that the three of us spend a lot of time, obviously, mm-hmm. on. However, there are so many people who devote time, working people, retired people, kids. We've got all three high schools with porch clubs. We've got, retirement communities.
Yeah, the retirement
that are coming
communities
on over.
Have yeah. coordinators.
We've gotten real. The Cedars is extremely active, and many, many others. Mm-hmm. We've got so many different people coming together to make this happen every month.
It's gone well beyond the three of us, and as Susan said before, it is a community effort, and every person in the community who's participating is a critical part to making it continue on and to grow.
I think it's important, too, that we can see that our local governments not only value what you do, but they're partnering with you when possible.
Much, Fred. There's a great example of that just recently, which is that we truly outgrew our space at one of the apartment complexes that we were serving through our fresh food program. We were looking for a new space, and we contacted Mayor Heminger, and she said, you know what, why don't you all, a really good site for you would be the parking lot outside of Homestead Aquatic Center. And so there we are with the mayor's permission, and it has just worked out beautifully for us.
And that solved the problem, right?
Sure did.
And, these kinds of things, I think, just say that contrary to what we might assume about everything being siloed in town, that's just not the case. And everybody recognizes the need to address these hunger issues. And I just can't imagine why we have so many kids hungry. We're addressing it, and all of you working together. Hey, we've got to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll do some more things that will help understand what Porch is doing. This is your host, Fred Black, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and we're with Porch, and we were talking about all these great things that are going on, but I have another question, and that simply is, what can people do? How can they contact you? And how would you like them to try to help?
The easiest way for people to contact us is to go on our website at porchcommunities.org. And our emails and a lot of information about all of our programs is right there. We are always hoping that people will step up as neighborhood coordinators, as volunteers, as donors. Porch has a lot of opportunities, something that will fit everybody in the community.
And they're all listed there.
So if you just...
you can be a sorter a couple months and...
Yeah, and then change your job if you want something different, try something different. But porchcommunities.org is the best way to get in touch with us.
Okay.
We've talked about the fact that we've now reached $1.6 million in hunger relief, Fred, in terms of our donation, what the Porch folks have donated to the community. And really, that $1.6 million is made up of so many of these small, simple acts of kindness, whether it be a $10 check that somebody writes to support the fresh food program, or donating an hour of their time to help with the food sort, or help schlep some bags to a nearby food pantry. So we are so appreciative of this really groundswell of support from the community. And that, I think, we take tremendous pride in trying to provide these very simple, manageable, doable volunteer activities, whether it be helping at a food sort, becoming a neighborhood coordinator and collecting food from your neighbor's porches. Also, we now have a children's book, Planting
Children's
Hope,
book.
That if anybody wants to buy a children's book, we'd be happy to help
where,
with that, too.
Where do you
too.
Get the children's book, Planting Hope?
It's called Planting Hope. I love the title because I think that's a lot about what Porch is all about. And I think it's an example of, as Porch has evolved, I think the three of us feel more and more that we are not just serving people. We are trying to engage the people that we serve in the hunger relief effort. So some of the people we serve are now serving as our translators.
That's a great way to put
They're
that.
Helping to pack the bags for us and carry heavy bags for somebody. So the book is really a way of engaging kids in hunger relief.
And they wrote the book.
Some of these kids that we serve through Porch are actually the artists and illustrators of this book. They worked with two really outstanding local teaching artists, Susie Wilde and Peg Genoux. And they came up with this fabulous book that it's all about community and the importance of overcoming divisiveness and looking for ways that we can all come together and make good things happen. So again, you can get the book through our website, porchcommunities.org.
And you can donate through the website.
You can donate for fresh
produce
through the website. It's all right there.
Well, you've shown great vision in being able to anticipate the kinds of things people would like to do. Because, there's so many volunteer opportunities. And you also get help from UNC students, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very tangible...
Which nonprofit doesn't?
Right. Right. That's right.
I mean, we're just blessed to have so many service-oriented volunteers, whether they're in the service program or not. I mean, we've had organizations that have been very supportive, too. What do you think the next horizon will show you? As you look out,
I think for Porch, it will be spreading the word further and further past Chapel Hill, past Carrboro, getting out there.
And the seed will grow elsewhere.
Exactly. We are planting that seed, and it's going to keep growing. And it's lovely because the more people in our community that are getting involved, they are sharing that message. So they really are. The people
who are involved
are sharing it. Well, let me
tell you what isn't growing, and that's the time that we have.
Oh, we're finished.
So thanks again, ladies. And this is Nonprofit Showcase with your host, Fred Black.